I did my best to hold in the giggle threatening to escape. The language barrier was a bit more than I'd expected, but we were getting by just fine. Except for the whole eating you out thing. Lord, I needed to get him to stop saying that before I jumped him and showed him exactly what eating you out meant in my sex-driven culture. Taco Tuesday? Every day. Cutlass dove into his dinner as if he enjoyed his food, and I definitely enjoyed the view and conversation we carried on throughout the meal. Still, in the back of my mind, my thoughts spun out of control. Dirty thoughts. Horrible, naughty, perfect thoughts. Maybe Plan B was the right choice now. The old dinner, drinks, and mattress dancing. Considering how attractive Cutlass was and how charming, I figured I should at least further evaluate the option. Plan A was out for sure. He was interesting enough for me to want to get to know him. Perhaps a Plan C. Dinner, drinks, mattress dancing, and more. Maybe. I hadn't really been thinking of more, but there was no denying I felt an attraction to Cutlass. Maybe more was just what I needed. I almost started to sweat again. More was a bit terrifying. We had 2 weeks to decide on the more. 2 weeks of being in a relationship with this man didn't seem like a hardship. That dating agency lady would be getting a lovely letter of recommendation if more happened. When dessert came, Cutlass again looked a little lost. "What is it?" I asked as I grabbed my fork. He frowned, peering at the dessert as if it might jump up and bite him. "I don't know. I assumed you did." I'd ordered a lava cake for the two of us, all dark, gooey, and warm, with ice cream melting on top and falling over the side. He'd told me to pick. Perhaps I'd chosen wrong. He glanced up at me, a disgusted turn to his plump lips. "Why is it this cowler?" His accent turned the word into an interesting bastardization of itself, but I understood what he meant. Though really, in my world, not understanding why a dessert was brown was impossible. Almost afraid of the answer, I asked a question I'd never had to ask before. "Do you not like chocolate?" His eyes went a little unfocused, and his brow furrowed hard. "I don't understand. What is chocolate?" It took me a solid 10 seconds of staring to realize my mouth was hanging open. Did he just... How could he... Oh, that poor, poor man. I kept my words steady and waited as I stated the unbelievable truth. "You don't know chocolate." "No, I don't." That pensive, almost disgusted look on his face just wouldn't do. I loaded my fork with a small bite of the best parts of the dessert and held it out for him. "Try it." He glanced from the fork to me, his eyes questioning. "For you, Chloe." God, I loved the way he said my name, as did my pussy. But we'd get to that later. Chocolate took priority.